The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I am joined here this morning in beautiful, sunny, hot and toasty Boca Raton. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Always hot and toasty in August. You can count on that.
No question about that. But I know we got some storms coming, and there's threats of a hurricane that we may possibly have as well. Hopefully the hurricane will bypass us and just enjoy the benefits of getting some rain, which would, of course, help cool things off a little bit. This morning, we do have a very, very special guest, and a man who I love dearly, who I've known for countless years, probably something like at least 20 years. And I consider him to be one of the foremost people in our industry that has brought to South Florida a trademark of using good organic foods in what you're eating. And it was my feeling that he brought Whole Foods into the marketplace here in South Florida. But we're going to get his opinion of that, Janet.
Okay.
And then we also want to touch upon how he got his nickname, Cousin Richie.
Oh, so now everybody knows who's going to be joining us.
So now we're going to make everybody aware that our very special guest this morning at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center Hour is Mr. Richie Gerber. Good morning, Richie.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Janet. How are you all doing?
We are doing fabulously, and it's very exciting to have you join us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great being here. I'm so thrilled to get the invitation, and what a wonderful introduction, Al. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rich. You deserve it.
Oh, thanks.
Give our listeners a little background history, because I go back to the days that you and Stan used to do a radio show on this particular station. It could be very well before a lot of listeners had even been born. Or that they were young and they were just toddling around, maybe 2, 3, 4 years old. So take us back in time to those days.
Okay, we call them the good old days. 1990, South Florida, in the same studio you're in right this second, probably in the same where you were sitting exactly. Stan and I had the Natural Grocer radio show. It was the first, you know, it was kind of groundbreaking at the time. And just so you know, Janet Cimarelli was one of our guests. She was a guest host for the show. Me and Stan, we both own stores, but we wanted to include other people, other voices in the industry to speak on the radio. So we opened the mic up, and Janet was one of our hosts. She did a great job, and she's still doing it. I can't believe it.
Well, I was only like 4 or 5 years old when I did that first show, right, Richie?
Crying and babbling. No, you're very knowledgeable. And like yourself, I'm a licensed nutritional counselor. And Stan retired, and I took over the show, Total Control. And then 1997, I merged my stores, Bread of Life, merged with Whole Foods Markets. And then in 2000, I retired. And then that's when the Natural Grocer radio show was gone. That's when it ended, the run. And we have 10 years of groundbreaking health talk radio, right from its beginning down here in South Florida. It's a great time. Had great guests. Unbelievable. Dr. Wayne Dyer and Atkins and Udo. I mean, you know, it's pretty amazing, the people that were on. Deepak Chopra.
You had a first-class lineup.
I'm a name dropper.
Well, you had a first-class lineup, no question about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Talk about the store you had in business that was eventually sold to Whole Foods. And I know you had a key employee working with you in that store. His name was Steve. And I know that he went on to be a director of food in Whole Foods. And he was a nationally recognized chef throughout the United States and has probably worked in many different chain stores operation, building menus for prepared foods. But your specialty, Richie, if memory serves me correctly, you're a vegan.
No, vegetarian.
Vegetarian, I'm sorry. So tell us some of the dishes, if you remember them, that you prepared that made Bread of Life a very unique entity in our industry.
Okay, well, let's bring it back. If I can start, my father was had a grocery store in East New York, Brooklyn. You want to know how tough East New York is?
I lived in East New York, so I know.
So you know. So a tough neighborhood. He had a corner grocery store in this section on Sutter and Atkins. And my family, we lived behind the store, me and my three older brothers. So I grew up literally in a grocery store, literally. And later on in life, I became a vegetarian in about 1969, right after Woodstock, which I was at. I became a vegetarian. And then, and you know, it was kind of harder in those days. And then I met Julie in 1970, and we were vegetarians, and we went to all of the health food stores. I mean, now a date for us was to go to a health food store and find health food restaurants in Manhattan and all. And we did all of that, and Julie started becoming an excellent vegetarian chef, and that became more and more pronounced. And then in 1974, we left New York, Brooklyn, and we went up to Maine. We bought 29 acres of land, more or less. We moved the barn 3.3 miles, converted the barn to a house, and started an organic farm in 74. We, in those days, it was part of the Maine Organic Farmers Association, MOFA, which has now morphed into MOFGA, Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, which is still in existence. And so we were organic farming, and then in 1980, Julie said, you know, it's too cold in Maine. And she says, I want to go to the hot, warmer weather. I said, okay, we'll go back to New York. She says, no, I want to go to Miami. And she was born in Havana, Cuba, and she was escaped the communist dictator Fidel Castro and Che, and got out, thank God. And so I said, okay, I'm a musician. And so I said, okay, there's plenty of cruise ships down in Miami, and I'll get work there. So we left the organic farm in Maine, came to Miami, and we lived in Miami Beach, and I was getting gigs on cruise ships and other things. And I said, you know, Julie, I want to start a health food store. We can't get food here. I mean, they just don't understand it. There was no one filling the void. This is 1980. We bought a small health food store in Wilton Manors, and it was a store, and it had a juice bar, And Julie did her magic at the juice bar, which made us the rage. And we, from 1980 on, it just exploded. Some of the things Julie was making, we were involved with macrobiotics. In those days, they were different than today. So when you say vegan, at times we were actually vegan, because when you're macrobiotic, you're not eating any of the animal products. But we never called ourselves vegan. So some of the things Julie was making, millet croquettes with a cashew sauce, cashew tahini sauce. We had a tahini dill salad dressing. She made, these are her creations, a veggie nut loaf with mushroom gravy, a macrobiotic lasagna. I can go on and on. But the big deal was, in Brooklyn, when we were in Brooklyn and throughout Maine years, Julie made her whole wheat bread. And here we were. We bought the bread of life. And so we had a store and juice bar named the Bread of Life. And Julie's bread started to become the biggest hit as we moved and moved into a bigger location in Wilton Manors, in a big shopping center and a bigger store. Julie was able to bake the bread. We had people come from Boca Raton, from Naples. They would come, they had to call us days before, because they would say, I want to come pick up a dozen. I want to pick up two dozen of the Julie's breads. They take them home and freeze them. So, you know, we had people coming from all over. It was her bread, the bread of life. She still makes it to this day for me. That really was the claim to fame, and we're very proud of that.
Well, you should be, Richie, because I know I've tasted it, and I know how good it is, and we are coming up on an intermission. So, Janet?
And to all of our listeners, our very special guest today, Richie Gerber, reminiscing about the history of health food, bread of life, all the good things that have been happening in the natural industry here in South Florida. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman and our very special guest, Richie Gerber. And before we get back to the discussion, a little bit of information on how to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. It is located just south of Sample Road on the west side of 441, also known as State Road 7. So if you're coming south on 441, it is the first traffic light south of Sample Road. Turn right on that, at that light, and make the very first right turn, and then turn left, and we are the end store in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So all the way at the south end of the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. I'll be there this afternoon with very special opportunities for supplements and samples from 2 to 4. So as you're in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center looking at the Penn Dutch store, look all the way to the left. So all the way on the south end of the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, you will see a Pizza Hut. You'll see some other stores and Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Come by between 2 and 4. I'll give you a little bit of a tour, give you an update on the construction process. And that's today, 2 to 4. Tomorrow, 2 to 4. And if you are coming north on 441 State Road 7, go past the medical center and take the first left turn at the traffic light just north of the medical center. A landmark, you can see the Spirit Halloween store. So you make a turn at that traffic light into the Penn Dutch Center, and that's the first right turn after you have turned off 441 State Road 7. I'll be there 2 to 4. Al?
Good directions, Janet.
I hope so. I maybe need to stand out with one of those big arrows and twirl it and do all that good stuff, right?
Well, one of these days, within the next few days, I know we're going to have the sign, the big sign, hung in two different directions. So it'll make it a little bit easier for people to see the location from anywhere away from the area as they approach it, which would make it easier for them to find. But getting back to Mr. Richie Gerber, I would love hearing, Richie, about all the different things that was taking place in the industry before you sold to Whole Foods that may have caused you to sell to Whole Foods, but you introduced in South Florida that no one else had even thought about or dreamed of.
Wow. coming from living behind a grocery store in the East New York section of Brooklyn, one of my dreams was always to have a supermarket. But I want to go back to the Wilton Manors store. We grew, and in the Wilton Manors store, the new one, which had a restaurant, a full-service Art Deco restaurant, we started performing, first time ever, jazz, live jazz performances on Friday and Saturday night and Sunday brunches. And we started getting the most popular, the most famous, the world-class jazz artists of the day, Eddie Higgins, Pete Minger. We had great artists, and people were coming from all around to go to a restaurant. At the time, we did serve fish and also chicken, actually, but no red meat of any kind. And people will come, and a lot of macrobiotic, and people were coming from all over because it filled a need, a void for a restaurant. And it was a very elegant restaurant. It was beautiful, you know. And so people finally had a elegant restaurant that they can go for vegetarians. And we wanted to have the fish and the chicken in order. So let's say your family, the husband or even, you know, they want to take their parents, that we wanted to be able to, you know, parents to say, there's nothing there I can eat, when the relatives can say, hey, they got a pretty good menu. They have these other things that you can eat. So we got a lot of people. It was many nights standing room only, and we started what was called in those days, what I called Jazz Goes Natural, and it was great jazz, undone at any time before. And throughout my career, I continued having jazz in my stores, and top of the line jazz players of the day.
Well, I know we're going to talk about your book sometime later on in the show as well.
Oh, yeah. that was one of the innovations, because people were saying, you know, that's crazy, that, you know, are you nuts? And said, yeah, probably, but this is my dream. I partnered up with a guy named Jim Oppenheimer, a local lawyer at the time down here, and he and I became partners. He bought into the business, and we're still best friends to this day. Just saw him Sunday night for dinner with his wife, Sue. And who ever heard of partners who end up selling their business and decades later are still best friends? It probably has never happened in the record books, but he and I, we agreed, and what I did, you know, as the retailer kind of guy, he was the computer guy, and he was able to take our store. We were among the first natural food stores to bring in scanning, thanks to Jim, and other of the technology that was missing from our industry. So we were glad. We worked with the big distributor at the time. We were working with Tree Life to help, you know, help each other computerize too with them, because it was a win for both companies. And that was thanks to my partner Jim and my buddy.
Well, that was very innovative in those days, no question about it.
Yeah, and difficult, because it was expensive. It was tough. And, you know, he devoted himself, and he's a really knowledgeable guy. So, well, I'm lucky about that. He was a computer. It was a computer whiz.
Well, now, if you bring us a little bit forward, after Bread of Life was up and running successfully, you decided, to join with Whole Foods, and eventually Whole Foods bought you out.
What happened was this. We had the store in Fort Lauderdale, the original store, we were doing jazz in the restaurant there. Jim and I wanted to do a second location. We found a place in Plantation on the corner of University Drive and Peters Road. We did a deal. Winn-Dixie was a vacant in Winn-Dixie. We got the deal. 30,000 square feet, and then we built out this store, unheard of, a 30,000 square foot supermarket, health food supermarket. It was the biggest natural food supermarket in the Southeast United States, and it was at the beginning of that supermarket craze happening out west, you know, Gooch's and Bread and Circus up north. And so we were doing it down south, the first ones for a regular layout. And some people said, hey, you should sell, or, you know, sublet 15,000 square feet and keep 15 for yourself. And no one ever heard of a 30,000. And we said, no, this is what we're doing. And we did it. And then we were Whole Foods Magazine, not related to Whole Foods, an industry magazine, voted us the best store in the country, and a big spread there. And word started getting out about the Bread of Life. And then Jim and I said, okay, we need a third store. By the way, when I say Jim and I should say also my wife, Julie, was all part of the leadership team here. And we said, okay, we need a third store, and that was in Coral Springs. We signed a lease on the corner of University Drive and where is it? I forgot the name.
It was near Atlantic, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. And right next to what's now a Home Depot, and we signed that lease for 33,000 square feet. We get the blueprints all approved and everything, and then we were so hot. That's when Whole Foods, we got on everyone's radar, Whole Foods and Wild Oats, and they both came a courting to us. They wanted us. And, you know, and then the rest is health food history. We closed the deal with Whole Foods, although Wild Oats was part of the bidding process. Whole Foods bought us in 1997, in April of 1997, so it's going to be 20 years, two decades this coming April. And then I stayed on as the regional vice president. The Whole Foods started a separate region for us called the Florida region. I was the regional vice president. My partner Jim was the regional president, and Julie, my wife, she was the regional marketing coordinator. They left our team intact because they wanted us to show them the ropes for Florida. They didn't get Florida, and they wanted some help with it, and that's what we did. That was part of the deal. Glad to do it.
And you showed the entire industry how you were able to do that, because up until that point, Whole Foods did not have a presence in the South Florida marketplace.
Well, actually, they bought the Unicorn Village down in Miami, and they were having a horrible time. They were losing money. Everyone knew, as you and Janet know, in the industry, salesmen come by and they talk and they say, but they would come by to our supermarket and they talk with us and say, boy, the orders for that, that store is way down from before Whole Foods bought it. So they were having trouble. That was a troubled store. And the truth of the matter is, I said to my partner, Jim, and Julie, partners, I said, hey, do you mind if I call up John Mackey, the president of Whole Foods, and see if he wants to sell us that store? Because we know what we're doing. We'll pump that thing out. And they said, yeah, go ahead, go for it. Believe it or not, I figured out how to get the phone number. I call up the number, and John Mackey picks up the phone. John Mackey, the president, the CEO, of Whole Foods, he picks up the phone. And I introduce myself, and I say, I'm not trying to be a wise guy. At the time, they were doing $1 billion. This is 1997, $1 billion. And we were doing, Bread of Life was doing less than $1 billion. And I said, listen, I don't, you know, you guys, but everyone knows you're having trouble with that, that purchase you had, and we'd like to buy it from you. Bread of Life wants to buy it. And he said, you know what? I'm going to be in Florida in February of, 97. He says, let's get together. We get together. There was like a coffee shop right in the front of that outparcel in that shopping center. We look, we talk, we stayed there for 2 hours with one of his regional presidents. And after 2 hours, Mackie looks at me and Jim, and he says, wait a second. I got a better idea.
We're coming up on an intermission, so leave us with that thought. When we come back, we're going to pick up where you left off.
Okay, got it.
To all of our listeners, our special guest today, Cousin Richie. And when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about Cousin Richie's history here in the industry in South Florida and how he got the name Cousin Richie. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDutch Center.
We are back. This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm here with Janet Cimarelli. And I want to remind all of our listeners that Janet will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store at 3105 North State Road 7. And Janet will be giving you easy directions to get to the store just momentarily. But I want to let everybody know she will be at the store from 2 to 4 today and 2 to 4 tomorrow, giving away some great samples and giving people the opportunity to buy a couple of her special Janazon products at some very, very special prices, which we did yesterday, and the turnout was great. People enjoyed it. They got to see the store, and they got to admire everything that will be available there, and they will be exposed to a tremendous variety of vitamins, supplements, herbs, personal care, pet care, household products, and a lot of organic groceries at some very, very special prices. The store will not sell frozen food or dairy products, just so that you know, but it will have specials on dry groceries. So we look forward to everybody listening to the show today and in the future to please stop by and visit us at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And Janet, at 2 o'clock today, what's the easiest way for people to get to the store?
Okay, easiest way. Come from the Florida Turnpike, go west to State Road 7, make a turn to the south, a left turn, and the first traffic light south of Sample Road, turn right. Turn right again, and you're in the PennDutch Shopping Center. And as you're facing the PennDutch store, all the way to the left, the south end of the shopping center, is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction, and I'll be there from 2 to 4. If you are coming north on State Road 7, 441, go past the medical center, and at the first traffic light north of the medical center, turn left and immediately turn right. That puts you in the PennDutch Shopping Center, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, all the way to the left as you're facing the PennDutch store. And a landmark to look for, Spirit Halloween. So Halloween costumes, a special store right on the corner of 441, just in front of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store. And unfortunately, we don't yet have a sign up on the store. That will be coming just a couple of days from now. But just the first traffic light south of Sample, turn right and right again into the PennDutch Center. And if you're coming north on State Road 7, just past the medical center, the first traffic light, turn left.
Very good. And now, Richie, let's take us back to that meeting with John Mackey that you had about the Unicorn Restaurants, who many people, I'm sure, that are listening to the show today had known about, visited, and probably had eaten there over the course of many years. So it's in your hands, Richie.
It's in my hands, so... So we're sitting there having coffee, me, Jim Oppenheimer, my partner, John Mackey, CEO, president of Whole Foods Market, and one of the regional presidents. And after we spent 2 hours back and forth, he was there visiting us because we proposed to buy that store from him because they were having not a profitable time with it. He says to me, listen, I have a better idea. Rather than you buying our store and us leaving Florida, because my demand was we buy your store and Whole Foods cannot open up a store in Florida for 10 years. So So he would have had to give up the state of Florida for 10 years under what I was trying to do. He said, rather than doing that, since you guys figured out Florida, you've got a pretty good handle on it, how about we buy your store and you run the unicorn and both stores and you build a region for us? We'll carve out Florida as a separate region for Whole Foods. The region now has over 22 stores in it, and you'll run the region and help us build it because you figured it out. Anyway, I said, oh, that's interesting. We weren't thinking about that. Me, Jim, and I, we were thinking of building up our brand in Florida, stores, you know, all over the state. We were looking in Tampa. We were on a growth thing. But I said, okay, how does it work? Now, you know, John Mackey, they've already bought Bread and Circus and Gucci's. So they've a Wellspring in North Carolina. So they knew how to merge with chains. So he said, listen, you send us your financials, and within 2 weeks, we'll send you our proposal. We send them our financials, and within 2 weeks, they sent us a proposal. Two things. Number one, if we buy the unicorn, and then how much and what would happen, the technicalities with that. And number two, if they buy us and a price and that. We looked and said, you know, less risk. So we went with less risk, and they made us an offer. We went back and forth, but we did not refuse it. And then in April of 1997, we merged. We didn't sell. We merged. Therefore, there was no cash given over. There was not a cash event. There was a stock event. And I said, if we're going to do stock, will you change it to Bread of Life, the Whole Foods brand? He said, well, we're actually the bigger entity, so we're going to change Bread of Life to Whole Foods. So anyway, that is health food history, and it happened. And they let us – Whole Foods is a pretty autonomous company, meaning that the regions, the central, didn't do the micromanagement. So they gave the regions a lot of leeway, and they said, hey, you guys know what you're doing. You do it. You show us. We're going to send people down. We want to learn. Remember this, that Bread of Life, as you may remember, Al, was very a lot of supplements and a lot of vitamins and discounting, and Whole Foods didn't do that at that time. It wasn't their forte. They were more into perishables. It was a great marriage, and I'm very thankful to that it happened, and thankful to Whole Foods and John Mackey for helping make it happen.
Well, so from that point in 1997, you stayed on for a couple of years as the vice president of the Whole Foods market chain, taking care of the Southeast region for Whole Foods.
Florida.
Just Florida.
Regional vice president of Florida.
Okay. And how many years did you do that for?
I retired. I said, okay, you guys are on your way. And, you know, we worked out the deal. And I retired because, you know, the truth is, as you may understand, Al, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. And my dream was never to work for a publicly traded company. They were already on NASDAQ. You know, they're a great company, but that wasn't my dream. My dream was, you know, I wanted to take my father's grocery stores, Gerber's Miracle Groceries, and grow it, you know, under that. So I loved the stores, but it was a big decision, and I decided it's time to retire, and I did my job, you know, to sign up stores, building stores. I built the Boca Raton store, the Florida, the Fort Lauderdale store, the Coral Springs store, the Aventura store, these are all under my, you know, my leadership when I was running the development team here.
And you ought to be congratulated because all those Whole Foods are extremely successful.
Oh, my God. I also built a commercial bakehouse. Because you know we took over a 13,500 square foot location right next to the plantation store, and I built a bakery. So I also under my belt I built a commercial bakery. I love that. You know, someone has to cook, someone has to bake Julie's bread. You know,
gotta have to carry on the tradition for sure.
Yeah.
It was a great legacy that Julie left with Whole Foods on her breads, for sure.
Her breads and some of the recipes. I go in there and I said, oh, I remember that. They've changed over the years and all, and, you know, things get forgotten and all. But we know. We look at it and kind of smile and, you know, warms our hearts.
So now when you look back over your career coming from East New York and Brooklyn, working in your dad's grocery store, expanding that, coming down to South Florida, or actually in between going up to Woodstock, opening up a organic farm up in Maine, and then finally settling in Florida in 1980, opening up the Bread of Life stores, selling them to Whole Foods, and then turning what you've done over the years that you were here in Florida into a retirement period of years. I found it very difficult to retire completely, which I did, as people know, back in 2010 when I sold Tooney's Nutrition Center. And I had to come back and do something. And Save-A-Lot is a unique experience for the future because it encompasses everything that I learned over the years related to vitamins and supplements. We're not a supermarket. We're a vitamin store that sells only vitamin supplements, personal care, pet care, household products, pet care products, and organic groceries that are non-perishable. Would you have done anything differently that you had done or did do in the years prior to you going into retirement?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm so blessed, so blessed. After that, I retired. I was busy. I did research and then started a personal care company and built that up and sold it. And then I was retired again, and then I decided that that I wanted to write a book. And so, of course, the book would have been about nutrition, being a licensed nutritional counselor, and I have all kinds of research on book ideas, and I have like 10 books that I can do. I ended up writing a book on jazz.
Well, hold jazz, that thought,
America's
Richie.
Gift.
Hold that
People
thought.
Go and look it up on jazzamericasgift.com. And the book actually was named by Kirkus Reviews, one of the biggest reviewers of books in the world. They named it as one of the best books of 2015. So my rookie book ends up as the best book of 2015. It's well written, and I love it. And it's jazz, and I love jazz. I grew up, I started playing jazz when I was a little kid.
Okay, hold that thought, Richie, because when we come back, we're going to talk about your book, and we're going to talk about how you came up with the name Cousin Richie.
And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back. You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm joined here this afternoon with Janet Cimarelli and our very, very special guest, Mr. Richie Gerber, who will be telling us about jazz and how he got the nickname Cousin Richie. Before we get to back to Richie, Janet, I know you have a busy day, had a busy day yesterday, and I know you got one today and tomorrow as well.
I do. So from 2 to 4 this afternoon, I will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and that is located just south of Sample Road, the first traffic light south of Sample Road. If you're traveling south on 441, make a right turn at the Spirit Halloween store and then immediately turn right into the PennDOT Shopping Center. As you're facing the PennDOT store, look to your left, all the way to your left, and you will see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. So I'll give you a little bit of an update of the construction schedule and some very special issues, very special gifts, so to speak, and special prices on some of the Janet's best formulas. So come see me this afternoon between 2 and 4 at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If you're driving north on 441, go past the medical center, the first traffic light to the north of the medical center, turn left, and immediately turn right. That'll put you in the PennDOT Shopping Center, and we are to the left, south of PennDOT Market, and your little location device. Okay, Spirit Halloween. That's a way to find us. Right behind the Spirit Halloween store on 441, that's where you find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I'll be there between 2 and 4 this afternoon.
Back to our special guest. We only have a few short minutes to hear about Richie's book, which he started telling us about, and then how he got the nickname Cousin Richie. Richie, it's all yours.
Okay, so taking it away, Jazz America's Gift. You can go on jazzamericasgift.com. I was a jazz player since I was a little kid in East New York, and I had this book inside of me that I needed to write. So I bypassed doing something on nutrition, which surprised everybody when the book first came out, and it's on jazz. And it's been very positively received, and I'm very proud of it. And I am actually working on another book at this time, and we'll know. Hopefully I'll finish it within this lifetime. So if we want to go to Cousin Richie, back when, in 1994 or 1995, WBDG, Big 106, got the rights to get to syndicate, I don't know if anyone heard of him, but a small disc jockey, shock jock named Howard Stern. Some people have heard of him, I think.
I think Howard Stern, I remember hearing the name.
Yeah, you might have seen it somewhere. And Howard Stern signs a deal, and Big's picking him up. And I speak to Howard, and he said, hey, go. Oh, I forgot to say, Cousin Richie, Howard is my cousin. And so we wanted, you know, here, yeah, Howard Stern is my cousin. And so his mother is my first cousin. A little generational thing there. So basically what happened was I went to the management of Big 106 and said, hey, the king of all media, I'm part of the royal family. And these guys, they couldn't, actually Howard told them to come to my store. They came to my store and then they said, okay, and Howard's going to do the commercials. And Howard, everyone has a nickname, you know, a lot of people have a nickname in Howard in the Stern world. And he started calling, you know, Cousin Richie. He's my Cousin Richie. And he did that in the first commercial over the satellite that we did. And that was great. And then it just started to boom. And we said, this is risky, you know, Howard Stern. And he's so, you know, controversial. Will our customers, because Big was a big, had a little bit bigger frequency than WNN, you know, like 1,000 watts, 100,000 watts, I don't know what the number was. And we said, are people going to be offended? Are they going to go crazy? And we said, yeah, but let's take a chance. Let's see. All of a sudden, people loved it. They love Howard. He's great. People really love this guy. They understand that he's more than what the media was trying to pigeonhole him in. You saw that when he was judging on America's Got Talent. He's a great guy. And he started doing our commercials, and all of a sudden, we started seeing all kinds of new customers come in, and they started asking for me. They said, hey, Howard's Cousin Richie here? So here I am, Cousin Richie, and Howard named my wife Julie the Cuban bombshell.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, you know, everyone said, boy, that must offend you, Julie. You must. She said, get out of here. I love it. I'm the Cuban bombshell. Remember, she was born in Havana, Cuba. She says, I love it. I'm the Cuban bombshell. So Howard dubbed us with our royal family names, and you know, to this day they're still around. People look and call me Cousin Richie, or they'll call Julie the Cuban bombshell, and we always get a laugh out of it. So that's a great testimony, and it did help business. I mean, we had Hasidic Jews coming in asking for the Cuban bombshell. We had lawyers, doctors, you know, all kinds of people that you would say, these people listen to Howard Stern, and mothers and grandmothers. So remember, this was not on satellite. It was on just regular terrestrial radio, Big 106, a big footprint. So that was how I am then and still, Cousin Richie. Not Cousin Brucey. Cousin
right.
Richie.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Now, reminiscing about all the years that you've spent in the business, natural and organic products, give us your perspective as to what you envision or see in the near future.
In the near future, I see more and more. I look at the trend line, and I look at, you know, people used to come into the stores back when we had that little shop in Wilton Manors next to the bowling alley, and they used to come in and say, this is a fad, we were selling organic products. Said, this is a fad, and I said, listen, pay now or pay later, but you will pay. The science is not here yet, but the science will be here. People are now more and more interested in their health, the health of their family, their children, their grandchildren, and their own. And they're seeing that with Obamacare and the health care and prescription drugs and all, they see the failure of these Big Brother type systems. And the calling for the homegrown, do-it-yourself folk remedies, and I'm a master of the folk remedies, and I studied with Jan van der Vries, who is a student of Paul Vogel. The folk remedies, I see them making a resurgence. And, you know, who wants to, who wants to take a tablet for high cholesterol, some kind of statin, when you can take red yeast rice? And if you do, of course, take CoQ10 with it. So there are foods and supplements. Organic is going to keep growing by leaps and bounds because people, no insecticides, fungicides, herbicides. You don't want to commit suicide. I mean, so don't take sides. And that's why organic foods, I was an organic farmer back in the 70s. And so these are the things. I always said to people, different than you, it's food first. And if you ask me, Richie, what is your favorite place in the store? Ever since the beginning, I walk people over to the organic produce and I say, right here. This is life. This is the best you can do for your health. I also take a lot of supplements, so I'm not, discounting that, although you discount it. I'm not saying anything bad about that. I'm saying food first for me, and then supplements. And I do food first, and I do a lot of supplements, more than most normal people take, because I'm crazy.
Richie, I thank you very much for spending this great hour with us. You've enlightened me some. I know you've certainly enlightened our listeners, and we thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us, and maybe I could talk to you some point in the next few weeks about appearing with your band for the grand opening of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour sometime in November.
Wow. You got me.
Okay,
jazz,
very
American's
good.
Gift.
We'll be talking.
And we're going to talk about jazz, my friend Al.
All right, I look forward to it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Richie Gerber, for being our special guest. MSN, we are signing off till tomorrow, when our very special guest will be Jara Rogovin, who you definitely don't want to miss. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.